Now, who's got their shoes on? Nice pair of shoes. I like those. Who's got their shoes on? Everybody got their shoes on? You have? What about when you go home? Do you walk through the house with your shoes on? Why not? Not upstairs. Is that the rule? Yes. Not upstairs. Anybody else take their shoes off when I get in? Yeah. All of you? Sometimes. Sometimes you get told off, no doubt. I have a brother who lives in Sweden, and always when you go in a house in Sweden, do you take your shoes off? And sometimes I come to people's houses, I go to people's houses, some of you, and I'll take my shoes off, particularly if you've got cream carpets, because I have this horrible fear that I'm suddenly going to get up and start to walk out and realize I've left a muddy mark. Well, I've got some boots here. Do you think I could walk in here with these on? Why not? They're really muddy. Normally what I do is I get them together outside and I bang them together and all the mud falls off, but I won't do that in here because Simon will kill me. Yeah, I'm scared. I'm very scared. So what do you think I ought to do with these? Yep. Clean them. How's about, Poppy, I give you an old toothbrush and some water afterwards, and you can clean them for me. No? Me do it? Why wouldn't you want to clean my shoes?
I don't even know how to clean anything.
You don't know how to clean anything?
Yeah, I
blame your mum for that.
Ages.
It would take you a long while, wouldn't it? In fact, they haven't been cleaned for ages. I normally find a stream somewhere and try and clean them as much as I can there.
Why are they tied together?
Good question. Good question. So they were easier to carry when I came here, that's all. Now, when John the Baptist was out in the desert telling people to repent, what does that mean? Anybody know what that means? Yeah? Come and get baptized. Well, he was calling people to come and get baptized. But what does repent mean? Does anybody know? Yes. Sorry?
Prepare.
Prepare. Okay, it's something to do with that, isn't it? It means actually to turn around, to reorientate yourself. Turn around from your past and come back to God again. And so he was saying, come and repent and be baptized. And everybody was confused because they thought he was the one that was sent by God, the Messiah. But he wasn't. And he said, somebody's coming after me. And I'm not even worthy to untie the thong on his sandals. Because it was a humiliating thing. You don't want to clean my boots. And it was a humiliating thing for him to consider that he would be the lowest of the low. I'm not even worthy to do that. And yet, later on, we hear the story of Jesus before he died when he had a meal with his friends and he got a bowl and a towel and he knelt down one by one and he washed their feet. Now, I have an amazing picture at home on my study wall and it's of all the people that we as a world might dislike, all sitting there in a row, and Jesus has his bowl and his towel and he's going from one to the other washing their feet. You imagine our worst enemies, and yet Jesus is showing his love to them and being a servant to them. So, remember the story of shoes and how Jesus was able to take off people's sandals and wash their feet and serve them, and we're called to do that too. I will put my shoes back on, otherwise you might all decide to leave.